This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome in to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, along with Andy Cox of Pelican Snowballs. And of course, our local businesses are the lifeblood of everything we do in our community. They shape how we work and mold how we interact. And they create opportunities for the public and for people to be employed. Andy, welcome into the show.
Thank you so much. I am so happy to be here.
Wow. And I tell you what, you know, I'm very excited to know about Pelican Snowballs. But first of all, tell us a little bit about Andy Cox.
Hey, sure. Andy Cox. I'm actually from Kentucky originally.
Wow.
Yeah, born and raised in Kentucky.
Are you a Wildcat fan?
I'm a Wildcat fan. True.
I got a buddy of mine. I pick at him all the time. I'm an Auburn fan. Go ahead.
Well, I used to be the biggest basketball fan there was, but now I moved to Alabama. It's football for me. That's, yeah. That's the route I take. But from Kentucky, actually got a degree in broadcasting from Western Kentucky University. Ran a radio show for a while, did television production. So that's kind of my background. That's where I started. But then Walmart, I needed a part-time job. I started at Walmart in 1994. Worked for Walmart for 26 years.
Wow.
Yes.
So you were a Hilltopper.
I was a Hilltopper.
I know that too. I've been in this a long time. Mm-hmm. Are you married? Got kids?
I'm married. Married with one child. We met while I was in college.
Wow.
And they've been on this journey with me all along. We moved to Alabama in 2010. He was a football player too. He played at Stanhope Elmore and actually went on to Berea College to play Division III football.
Well, congratulations to him. And, of course, tell us a little bit about Pelican Snowballs, where you are and how it began. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, I'm actually just right down the road here on 1293 Talladega Highway. We say across from American Deli because I think that's a staple for this community. Everybody knows where that's at. We've got the pink roof and the blue building there on the corner. Everybody used to tell me it used to be a movie gallery.
Yeah,
and that's the building that we took over. I was blessed to get that building actually because I'm live in Alexander City, but I wanted a community either there or here, and I came up here the first day we were here. That was the second building we looked at, and we knew that was the place for us.
Wow.
We worked on that renovation. It took us a little longer than we wanted to about a year ago, but I think that was with everybody. Everybody's renovations or construction was taking a little bit of time, but we got it up and going. We opened last year on July 16th and been going strong since.
And it's going great.
It's going great. It's like an uphill climb. New customer yesterday said, I just drive past this all the time. I've never been in here. This is wonderful for our kids.
Now, of course, being in the location you are, you mentioned that's a great location, but how many employees do you have?
We currently have 8 employees with us. I started off with about 6, and then I'm up to 8 right now.
Wow. And of course, how do you motivate those 8 people to make it fun for them?
Well, it's like I said, I was 26 years with Walmart. People was my business. It always was, right? So when I retired last year and started this business, people's a passion of mine. So for me, it's about keeping them motivated through understanding what their goals are in life. Like it's Pelicans that they're there for work, but we also talk about every day when they come in, you can ask them, how was school today? Tell me one thing you learned. And we'll talk about it. We talked about life last night, me and my employee did for a long time. It's just about that. This is a fun job for them, but what is it after this?
Well, you talked about last night. You talked to one of them. Tell us a little bit about your hours of operation and the days and things of that nature.
Sure. So we're consistent. We're 12 to 9 every day except Sunday. We're 1 to 9. We allow them to be able to go to church, do those things if they want to. So we open up an hour later for that. And we'll keep those hours until school starts back sometime in August. We'll adjust to fit the needs of the community then because we notice that when school starts back, the kids go to bed a little sooner. So we'll cut our hours a little bit then. But otherwise, we'll keep those hours all the way through summer.
And, of course, give me a little insight on how this business got started and how you got into it.
All right. So it's very interesting on how it got started. A young lady named Ansley started this business when she was about 13 years old. And she had been visiting her grandparents in Louisiana and understood and liked the way the ice was there. So it's a soft, fluffy ice that they used. So she wanted to bring that back to her where she lived in Garner, North Carolina. So she started a little stand there. And then it grew where she did that for a couple of summers with her and her brother. And then her father ended up joining about a couple of years in, realized that, hey, this is kind of taking off. So he jumped in to help while she went on and did other things. She actually is a veterinarian now.
Wow.
But yeah. So she went on, went to college. I think she even went to Auburn here.
That's a great veterinarian school. Yeah, it really is.
It is. And so that's where she's at now in life. But he built it up and then actually sold the franchise. And now we're up to about 200 stores in about 14 states, Pelicans is.
And you are the owner of this store?
I'm the owner of this store. And the way I got into it was I wanted a way out from Walmart eventually, right? 26 years, long time in one career. And I thought, you get one life, why always spend it in doing the same thing? So I wanted to take what I learned at Walmart and put it into my own business.
And you need to love what you do. You know, I've actually been in broadcasting for 35 years now, and most of it in sports. But you really, really need to love what you do. And, of course, we do that here at Radio Alabama. And Andy does that at Pelicans Snowballs. We're going to step aside for just a second, and when we come back, we're going to have more with Andy Cox. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts about Pelican Snowballs when we come back. You're listening to Businesses in Our Backyard.
The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime, online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Dave McCurley on Businesses in Our Backyard. We are talking to Andy Cox from Pelican Snowball. Now we've talked about the hours of operation and where you are. Now let's get into some of that good eating, because I know kids just, and not just kids, but how many adults do you get to come in and say, man, this is wonderful?
The funny thing about adults is they'll come in sometimes while their kids are in school.
Wow.
And they'll be like, don't tell them I was here.
That is so funny.
We'll say, that secret's mine. It's fine. When I see you later today and you bring them in, I'll act like I hadn't seen you in a while.
Well, you know, and of course, tell us a little bit about how it works, maybe some of the flavors you have and things.
Oh, well, that's it would take us another hour to talk about all the flavors. So we've got 100 flavors that we have.
Wow.
We have a few underground backdoor flavors that we can also make as well. One of our favorites backdoor flavors right now is butter beer. That was Harry Potter.
Butter beer?
Yeah, Harry Potter fans.
Wow.
Know about our butter beer there.
Absolutely.
And we'll come and get that. We're actually able to add ice cream to the flavors this year, so we're actually supporting Bluebell here in local. We got 3 Bluebell flavors that we can actually shave the ice, put the ice cream in the middle, put the ice
now,
on
what
top.
What are those 3 flavors?
Strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla.
Okay. Yeah, so you did it. That's good. Great. Now, I got to ask you this, because I am a type 2 diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, do you have something for us?
That's what's extraordinary. We have people that come in that can't believe that we have as many sugar-free flavors as we have. We keep 11 on rotation at all times. When I do events, I'll take at least 2 with me to events. This weekend, I said, I can't believe you brought sugar-free for us. And it's a popular flavor.
Now, sugar-free, what flavors you have in that?
I can make anything
really?
Sugar-free, but I've just picked out the most popular, and I've got some consistent customers that come in on every other or every third day basis. So I kind of pick their brain, and what are you tired of, and what can we go with next? So popular right now is banana, Bahama Mama.
Wow. So you can do cherry?
Oh, yeah. We have cherry.
Wow. And see, and that's the most wonderful thing for folks like myself. But also, now I got to ask you, kids, parents, it doesn't matter, diabetics, what is your number one selling flavor?
It depends. If you're talking about sour, that's going to be Sour Tsunami. That's our most sour flavor. It's blue raspberry, blue bubblegum with a heavy dose of our sour spray.
Woo.
Yeah, it'll make you pucker up for sure.
It's like eating a sour persimmon?
Yes.
Now, what are some of the others that are very common?
So, Dreamsicle. Think about that orange push pop when you were a kid. So, we can take that orange Dreamsicle. We add a little cream to it. And once people get on that, it's hard for them to leave
my
that
goodness.
Flavor.
Yeah, you got me hooked. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you know, you've established this business. You've been here a little over a year. You're talking about how good it is. Where would you like to see Pelican Snowballs 5-10 years from now?
Well, we want to continue to grow our customer base. Did an event just this past week, and we were a mile down the road, and people was like, oh, I didn't even know you were in town. So how do you get that, right? How do you get the people get the product in people's mouths so they understand how good it is? How do you bring them to your store so they understand the environment you've created? So that's where my challenge is, and that's what I'm going to keep doing, growing that business there, because I have enough room. We have a 2,800 square foot building that we're using. We have a kids play area in the back. We have a sitting area in the front. Music going all the time. So the room is there. The product is there. The product's a great product. It's just getting people to come try us out and give us a chance.
Now, when you say you go on location to an event with 8 employees, how many does it take to actually man the store and man the event as well?
Yeah, so usually you leave 2. 2 can man it now. It used to take us 4 when we first opened, but we've built our skills up. So now it's 2 to run the store, and usually at least 2 to an event, sometimes 3. Sometimes 4, depending on the size of the event.
And of course, I'm sure you're a lot of the younger generation when it comes to employees, but what about people who would like to work at Pelicans?
So if you would like to work at Pelicans, I have an online application. You go to my Facebook page and find that application, or you can go to pelicansnowballs.com. You find a location, you go to Alabama, you pull up Sylacauga, and I have a digital application there.
Wow. And then of course, I'm sure on that same website is a menu.
Oh, yeah. The menu is there as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So any kind of restrictions from anybody? I know a lot of people ask when it comes to food things about people with allergies. Do you have to really hone in on that a lot?
So we've got dye-free flavors. A lot of people don't want the red dye. So we've got dye-free and gluten-free flavors. All our flavors are actually gluten-free.
Wow.
So you come in there, we've got that listed on the outside. And peanut allergies aren't a worry with us. That those aren't included in the snowball flavors.
What is something that is about Pelicans that the average person would not know? Tell me something you do, maybe something you can do. Now, one thing I didn't know is you could go on location and do something as well. Tell us something else about Pelican Snowballs that the average public would not know.
So a couple of things. So, yes, we can go on location. And right now we've been doing it manually with us setting up a tent, taking the shaver, doing those things. We've actually have a bus that will be wrapped and ready to go after a few inspections. Should be ready to go by next month. And so it'll make it even easier for us to get out and about in the community. We can come to your house. We can do events. We can come to your church, your business, anything.
That blows my mind, because I'm going to tell you, when my son was little and went to daycare, they had something called the tumble bus.
If you
are familiar with that, where they would come to daycares and churches and schools and let kids play on the tumble bus for an hour. So you're telling me that Pelicans here before long will be able to come to maybe a daycare and have Pelicans?
So, yes, we've actually been able to. Wow. We went to a daycare last year and set up for a young girl's birthday party. We set up for an hour and did that. But it'll just make it easier for us. And then we can be in 2 places at once. We can take the bus somewhere where we need to be. We can still use the tent and canopy in another place.
Wow. I tell you what, very, very impressed with Pelican Snowballs. And, of course, I'm going to give you one more time before we go. Tell everybody where you are again, how you can get in touch, the website, all of those things, phone numbers. Let me let our public know about that.
Yeah, so the easiest way, probably the most convenient way, is Pelican Snowball Sylacauga on Facebook. That's where most of my communication comes through. You can also find me on Instagram with pelicans.sylacauga. You can reach me. You just call me. I give my number out to anyone that asks. My number is 334-595-3844. If you want to ask any questions, inquire about business opportunities, or ask us to come out to you, we would like to do that.
I'm coming down to get one of those dreamsicles. Telling you.
Yes.
I love that. You know, I don't know your age. You've got to be close to my age, but people my age remember the old dreamsicles.
Yes.
And now you're bringing that back in the form of ice and the snowball, and I tell you what, that's just wonderful.
It is. We're using that platform. You know, we're selling a product. It's a good product. It's a great product. Customers come in, enjoy that. But something else that we're doing kind of behind the scenes, too, is being part of the community.
Absolutely.
You know, when we came here, we're in the community. But I didn't want to just be in the community. I want to be a part of it. So some things we've done is give out Thanksgiving meals, working through with Safe,
yes,
you know, in November. We did a community cleanup April 22nd from our store. We had 3 different sets of families join us, and we cleaned up the community around our store for about an hour, and then everybody came in. I gave them all free snowballs. We ended up with like 8 full bags of trash just from 1 hour of us pitching in. So those are the things that I think it's very important to me that I give back to the community that's given so much to me.
And I'll give you one other idea that you can work on with you and your staff. Maybe when all these kids go back to school and they start band practice and football practice in 100-degree weather,
mm-hmm.
Be great to go to that school and present them with a snowball.
Yes, yes. And that's kind of what we're doing now. We're networking, trying to meet the right people that can help us get those connections and let them taste the product. And I think that'll speak for itself.
Andy, thank you for coming in today. Andy Cox of Snowball Pelican Snowballs. Go and see him. Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, it's been great. Thank you.
Thank you. That is our guest, Andy Cox from Pelican Snowball, joining us on Businesses in Our Backyard. And, of course, you can hear this podcast each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around our area. Be sure to share this show with your friends and give the podcast a five-star rating. Thank you for watching and listening. This has been Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.